remembered how those lips used to wrap around his cock, but not anymore. Lust turned to resentment and set his back teeth to grinding. Wearing a pair of worn jeans barely hanging on his skinny hips and nothing else, he felt naked under her lascivious gaze. He'd lost some weight these last many months, drinking and living hand to mouth, hoping he came up with enough money to pay for groceries. Yes, he'd been humbled, going from living large with money overflowing his bank account to scraping by. He'd taken any odd job he could find without his father finding out and retaliating against the person who'd graciously hired him. Most everyone in these parts wouldn't dare cross Walter Hubbard. Not when most of them did business with Hubbard Ranch or worked for Blue Mining. Those few brave souls who hired him did so because they wanted to take Austin down a peg or two. After his grandfather died and left Austin this ranch, his father fired him from the family business and kicked him out of his home. His father wanted the ranch with a passion and vengeance Austin never saw coming. But he held on. The ranch was the one thing that was still his, though the money ran out and so did Kelly. This dump wasn't the home Kelly imagined they'd live in after getting married. She expected the same kind of life he'd lived at his father's place, Hubbard Ranch, where the good life and their future seemed so easy to imagine. Here at his grandfather's dilapidated place, you needed a fantastical imagination to see its potential. He also needed an investor willing to take a chance on someone who'd hit rock bottom but dreamed big. He still had a few people who believed in him, like his best friend Noah's girlfriend, Roxy, who thought he could make this place great again. She was an amazing woman with a huge heart and an even bigger bank account. He didn't know what he'd done to deserve it, but Roxy wanted to partner with him and turn this pile of dirt and rotten wood back into a modern working ranch. Kelly had walked away because she didn't believe in the dream or him. She never gave him a chance to turn this place into what she wanted, what he'd promised her. Abandoned by his girlfriend and disowned by his father in a matter of weeks, beaten down by his father sabotaging his chances for work. Yeah, he'd given up and slowly drowned in a bottle and his going-nowhere life. What are you doing here? Last time we spoke, you said you'd never step foot on this shit pile again. Kelly pasted on a pretty pout, not an ounce of regret in her eyes about what she'd said to him. I wanted to see how you're doing. Can't I come by to check on a friend? You think we're friends? When he lost everything, he found out just how many friends he truly had, and she wasn't one of the few who stuck by him.
Don't be like that. How can you still be angry at me? I wanted you. I wanted a ranch and family of our own. You refused to see that this place wasn't going to be our place. All I wanted you to do was sell it and give your father what he wanted. Put a stop to your feud. We could have bought a new home, got married, and had the life we wanted. It was stupid to hold on to this place out of spite and nostalgia. It's just a piece of land.
That last part struck him like a gut punch. To you, not to me. They'd had the same argument dozens upon dozens of times. My father took away everything from me because he wanted to take the one thing that actually belongs to me. This land belonged to my mother's father and his father before him. I won't sell it.
Everyone knows you don't have the money to save it.
The pity look pissed him off.
He's made sure of that.
Bitterness filled his words in every fiber of his being.
So you lose it to him anyway. It's useless and stubborn to keep holding on to something when it's already lost.
He didn't want her or his father to know about his new partnership with Roxy. Let them find out when the work finally began and he had his operation up and running. He'd show Kelly, his father, everyone that he could rise from the ashes and rebuild this place. He had the skill, the drive, and the money if Roxy came through the way she'd promised.
Did you get dressed up and come all the way out here just to call me names and tell me how stupid I am again?
He appreciated her sexy legs sticking out the bottom of that flouncy white skirt and the way her breasts rose above the low-cut dark blue top. He'd bought her the brown boots with the embossed roses on the sides when he'd had money to burn. Her blonde hair was curled into thick rings and was tousled to look like she'd just been tumbled good in bed. He'd messed up her perfectly styled hair and wrinkled her clothes in all sorts of ways when they were together. He wondered if she'd come here to rekindle the old fire. Before his brain had time to process what a bad idea that was, she stepped up close, wrapped her arms around his neck, pressed her